We want to thank Fast Track Steel Buildings for sponsoring Generations Today. If your church or school is looking to expand, call Fast Track at 303-797-0991. They have buildings perfect for churches, gymnasiums, agricultural barns, riding arenas, and more. Call for a free brochure, 303-797-0991, and get your project started on the right track with Fast Track. 303-797-0991.
Teen Pact taught me that I can make a difference in my culture. The nationwide Teen Pact organization is designed to teach teens to be well-informed citizens. Students spend a week at the Capitol where they get hands-on experience. You will learn parliamentary procedure, get involved in prayer walks, talk to experienced governmental officials, and more. Visit www.teenpact.com. Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm a Teen Pactor.
I'm Claire, and I'm going to be involved in Teen Pact. Will you be there?
Looking for a wholesome and adventuresome vacation idea for your family? Join Worldview Academy's Bill Jack at Latigo Ranch during the week of September 25th. It's a perfect western vacation with mountains, trails, horses, and great country cooking. We've got special rates for this exclusive homeschool week. Kids who are under 13 will take 50% off their already reduced prices. Latigo Ranch is where you want to be. LaticoTrails.com or call 800-227-9655.
Warning. This program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
It was the winter of 1746, and a child was born to Jean-Jacques Rousseau and his wife, Therese. He tells us in his writings, with the greatest difficulty in the world, he persuaded his wife that the baby must be abandoned. He placed a cipher card in the infant's clothing and told the midwife to drop off the bundle at the orphanage. Four other babies he had by Therese were disposed of in exactly the same manner, except that he did not trouble to insert a cipher card after the first. None had names. It is unlikely that any of them survived long. Two-thirds of the babies at that orphanage died in the first year. An average of 14 out of every 100 survived to the age of 7. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. And the purpose of this program is to reverse this. Jean-Jacques Rousseau is the father of our modern world. He is the father of modern education. He is the man that wrote the book Emile, the book behind the modern education system that we have inherited. And the theme of this book was that education be funded by the state in which the child would be separated as early as possible from parents and adult relatives. And this is exactly what modern education has been doing. The reason, of course, that Rousseau wanted to separate these children from their parents and adult relatives as early as possible is because that is exactly what he did. And that is what we want to dedicate this program to, because the modern world has inherited the system of Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Folks, you look around at the institutions that form our day, the day schools, the preschools, the kindergarten programs, daycare. This is all a product of a man who abandoned his children on the steps of an orphanage. We have lost the concepts of relationships, and our government systems today are just perpetuating this. Rousseau's orphanage is just getting bigger. And we're going to talk about how that's happening in Colorado, California, and Minnesota in just a moment on Generations. Stay tuned. I'll be back. Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303. Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2-OTHERS or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org. Hi, folks. This is Kevin Swanson. We're back. The program is Generations. Today, I want to talk about what's going on in Colorado, California, and Minnesota. Because across America, we are seeing the agenda of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, the agenda of the statists, those that want to control all of life and certainly control all of education. Those that believe in this agenda have been expanding it across our nation for the last 150 years. In fact, just over the last 4 years, we've seen expansion of the National Department of Education. In fact, increase larger than just about any other federal program. We've seen this happen in Colorado with Referendum C. Now we're asking for a $3.2 billion tax increase, largely for schools, largely for education, only after the education budget was up 7.2% last year. Can you believe that? 7.2% increase for last year, and they still want more money for state education. Why? Have you ever asked what's the worldview behind this? Have you ever wondered why education needs to be funded to the tune of umpteen billions of dollars, and the increases are way, way above the CPI, the inflation index? Have you ever wondered? It is the worldview of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, a commitment now to an increase in the compulsory attendance age laws. That is being pushed for in Colorado, indeed all across America. And this year, they tried for mandatory kindergarten. Could not get all of what they wanted in mandatory kindergarten. Got some of it, but they are trying to get money to fund mandatory kindergarten because the statists want mandatory kindergarten. They want mandatory preschool. They want mandatory daycare. They want mandatory womb-to-tomb statist education and statist control of every part of our lives. That's the agenda of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, Karl Marx, and all the other major statist writers of the last 150 to 200 years of our history. Well, it's not just in Colorado. It's not just in Colorado. It's Minnesota as well. There has been more progress for Rousseau and his orphanage out in Minnesota. Listen to this. Just over the last year, they've had some legislation passed in Minnesota where children are initially screened and given a child ID number for data tracking by the state and federal governments. The ID number will collect and store personal information and testing and screening information that will follow them throughout their lives. Also, a coordination program is now being implemented to use existing state programs, resources, and policies in the Departments of Education, Human Services, and Health to cooperatively push state early childhood initiatives. That means that existing programs such as health, nutrition, welfare, home visiting, public and private health care, foster care, and shelters will promote the state early childhood programs. That coordination is being reviewed by the legislature next year. They're also pushing for mandatory universal development screening of all Minnesota children at least once by the age of three. That would extend development screening to all children, whether or not they have attended public schools. Also, they're pushing for aggressive state promotion of screening of 3- and 4-year-olds, coordinating various groups of work together, such as child care programs, community organizations, public and private health care organizations, individual health care providers, a system of universal preschool assessments that mirror No Child Left Behind was not yet adopted into law, but they're being pushed. They're pushing for it so that we will have assessments for little 3- and 4-year-olds. And the left is also seeking to move private and public child care centers into teaching content such as gender identity, social activism, environmentalism, group identity, and diversity training to our youngest children. The bottom line here is that Jean-Jacques Rousseau would be proud. This is his agenda. This is the agenda behind the French Revolution, which he spawned. It is the agenda behind the revolutions of the last 200 years, bringing in the modern age and the postmodern age. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the absence of relationships. It is the absence of everything we talk about on this program. But, Dave, there's still hope, isn't there?
Of course there's still hope. God still reigns. God is still in control of all things. So Jean-Jacques Rousseau and his minions have no chance.
They don't have a chance. they do not have a chance. But, Dave, the truth needs to get out. The bottom line is people are being sucked down this pathway. So many families, millions of families, Christian families across this nation, are dumping their children into daycares, dumping their children into preschools, thinking that professionals can teach their children. These professionals are basically Jean-Jacques Rousseau's orphanage attendees.
And some parents are finding it. The children are so difficult, so time-consuming, so messy, that they're deciding not to have them to begin with.
Well, that was exactly Jean-Jacques Rousseau's problem, wasn't it? He thought that children would get in the way of his philosophizing. He thought that children would get in the way of his work, the important work he had to do for the state. And the end result, of course, was that he abandoned all sense of relationship and love, the things that we are supposed to do in our lives. And you know what? That's what a lot of parents are tempted to do in this day and age as well. Abandon your children. Your function as a father, as a mother, is not important. That's the message that's being pounded home day in and day out by these institutions and by these billions of dollars of federal and state funding.
And, of course, the ultimate breaking of relationship is to kill your baby before it's even born, which is Jean-Jacques Rousseau's greatest dream. They wouldn't even have to go through childbirth if they could have killed the baby before it was born.
And they've been doing this across this nation legally since 1973. If you can't kill your children, though, maybe you can get rid of them by the time they're 3, 4, 5 years of age, because they do get in the way.
Haven't you heard somebody sometimes say, wouldn't it be easier just to put my children on an island until they were 18, until they were trained, and then let them back into my life? It's exactly that mentality. It's the mentality that says, I don't love children, I don't think of them as a blessing from the Lord, and in fact, I don't want to take the effort to raise them. I'd much rather pay somebody else to do that until they're civilized.
And Dave, it's happening all over the place. The Assembly Bill 172 in California is a Preschool for All Act. David, is preschool. We're not just talking kindergarten here. In California, they're pushing for preschool for all. Jean-Jacques Rousseau's orphanage is just growing and growing. And Dave, it comes down to the fact that a lot of parents are playing into the hands of social planners. They don't understand that when their hearts are being severed from the hearts of their children, as they are forced to ship their children off to professional trainers, professional educators, they're losing the opportunity to disciple their children. But more than that, they're playing right into the hands of these social planners.
Well, you know, Jesus, when he speaks to Peter, says, if you love me, feed my sheep. He doesn't say, go find somebody else to feed my sheep. He says, you feed my sheep. When Jesus decided he was going to start a whole new religion, actually fulfilled the old one, what did he do? He got 12 men together. He spent years with them, 3 years with them, one-on-one. He started with 12. He easily could have opened up Jesus University, but he chose a different way. And I think it's the way that Jesus talks to us. Do you love me? Feed my sheep.
The devil's approach is to take them into professional institutions, throw these children into orphanages, give these children to people who don't care about them and love them and nurture them in a relationship as God requires in his word. In fact, Deuteronomy 6:7 says, you know what? You should tenderly, lovingly, faithfully, diligently take care of those children, nurture those children, disciple those children as you walk by the way, as you rise up, as you lie down. This is something that God says that parents are to do. Of course, Hillary Clinton says it takes a village, and that's exactly what Christian parents are doing. They're giving their children over to the village, Hillary's village.
In 1 John, there's this test to know whether or not you're in Christ, whether or not you're abiding in Christ. And it is simply this: do you love the brethren? And in a society where we sever loving bonds with our children and with each other, we can honestly say that the society is no longer in Christ. And when Christians participate in the severing of the bonds, they're not loving the brethren.
And Dave, it's no wonder we have such cold relationships. We have cold institutions. You have no loyalty in businesses and corporations today. You have no loyalty in churches today. You have no warm relationships developing in family, church, and community. And that's because we are breaking those bonds when those children are 2, 3, 4, 5 years of age.
You have no loyalty in families. How will children ever learn to trust anything when they can't trust their parents? At age 3 or 2 or even younger, they're separated from those people that God has given to nurture them.
And Dave, I think it comes down to the basic purpose of all of life. In fact, if you ask the average educator today, what is the purpose of education? What is the goal of education? You know, what are you trying to do with these schools, these public schools, day in and day out, Miss Teacher or Mr. Teacher? What are you doing? If you look at the National Education Association website, or you go to your average teaching college, you're going to find that the philosophical purpose, Dave, the philosophical purpose for mandatory kindergarten, for mandatory preschool, for K-12 education, the purpose is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
Really?
I'm just kidding. It's not that. The purpose on the NEA website, the purpose of your public schools and your teachers are faithfully taught this. It doesn't matter if they're Christian or not. They're taught that what they are doing in those classrooms is to raise model citizens. Model citizens of the state. This is the agenda of the social planners. It's the agenda of public schools today. I just don't think your average parent understands it.
Well, the modern schools are state schools or copies of the state school. And imagine the state funding the state to keep people in line with the state. Really what they are is child wranglers. They're trying to keep the strays from getting too far off the reservation. They're trying to keep the rowdy ones in with the pack.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And the goal is not education. Ladies and gentlemen, the goal of your public schools is not education. If you are sending your children to the public schools this September, remember the goal is not education. It's to raise a model citizen. Of course we've got 60% illiteracy coming out of the public schools. It's designed to play that way. It's supposed to be that way. Dave, it's funny. I was looking at a test that came out of a modern public college's test on the humanities, and one of the questions was, what percentage of children who were 18, 19 years of age in 1900 had a high school diploma? And the answer, of course, was 5%. It was 5%, 15%, 25%, or 50%. Of course, what they want you to think is that back in the 1900s, early 1900s, these old people didn't understand what it was to be a model citizen, didn't understand what a good education was, and these bumpkins didn't even understand anything. They didn't even have a high school diploma. What good were they? Of course, the literacy rate was close to 90 to 95%. Today, it's 40%.
Well, so choose your barometer. Is your barometer a college diploma or a high school diploma? Or is your barometer things like literacy or sending 13-year-olds to be foreign dignitaries? You got to just choose your barometer. Do you want to use the credentials of the status system meant to support the status system? Or do you want to pick credentials that are, say, beyond that, perhaps character?
The point is, the agenda of the public schools and the social planners today is not education. It's social control. How many times do we have to say this? It's social control. They want to control the future posterity of the current generation so that they can control the outcome in the state in the next 20 to 30 years.
It's sort of like trying to grade education. If somebody were to say, what temperature is outside? And you would say, it's 25 pounds. Well, what does that have to do with the temperature? If you ask, how is your public school doing? According to their barometer, what they care about is how the herd is moving. Is the herd moving together? They're not really interested in reading, writing, arithmetic, relationship, character, those kinds of things.
That's why they ignore all those principles. That's why they ignore the principle of individuality, which we talk about all the time on this program. That's why they box the system and standardize it and centralize control over it in Washington, D.C. That's what they've been doing for the last 120 years. Folks, the agenda of whatever they're doing with the public schools is not to achieve a highly educated, a highly literate, a highly intelligent, a highly effective citizen for the kingdom of God. No, it is to create the model citizen for the state. It's been that way since Plato and Rousseau, and it's still that way.
And, of course, there's one other motivation that comes to bear, especially when you talk about the NEA, and their motivation is to make sure as many teachers as possible are employed with the highest salary possible. It really doesn't matter about the children. It matters about the union member.
That's exactly right. So the purpose of education is essential. If you choose the purpose of education as at the basic level to make a good citizen of the state, of the United States of America, if that's your purpose of education, then you are a statist. You believe that the state is God, and you will not create a student who is highly intellectual, highly prepared academically, emotionally, and spiritually for life and eternity. That will not happen. You will create a statist. You will not create a citizen for the kingdom of God who is being raised to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. That's the purpose of a Christian view of education. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you today to abandon the humanist statist model, the model that sucks education of relationships, character, faith, and the principle of individuality. We'll be back in just a moment, Generations.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members at Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School in Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606. This is Kevin Swanson. Let me tell you, I'm planning to use National Driver Training Institute's program for my son Daniel because parent-directed driver education has proven to be the most effective training process in the United States. This program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is approved in Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and many other states. Your teenager can start the process at 15 years old and receive his license by 16. This course is recognized by every insurance company in Colorado and approved for home study by the state of Colorado. Programs start at just under $100 and you will have everything you need to create a safe driver for life. Call National Driver Training Institute at 800-942-2050. That's 800-942-2050. Or visit them on the web at nationaldrivertraining.com. Let them know you heard about it right here on Generations. As we wrap up the program today, ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you a question. Why is it in America, as we have widened the compulsory attendance laws, as we increased the control of government over education, as we have dumped billions and billions and billions of dollars on education, we have increased the funding of education way beyond the CPI rates, the inflation rates, as we have done more and more in education from the perspective of government, why is it that academics have declined? Why is it that academics have declined? Why is it literacy rates have gone further and further down? Why is it? It's because the purpose is not academics. The purpose of government funding and control of education is not academics. It's control. The issue is control. The purpose of education, according to the statists, is to create the model citizen. It's not to create men and women that glorify God and enjoy Him forever and create loving relationships between each other in family, church, and community. I want you to seriously consider these rock-bottom issues. This may be a voice crying in the wilderness today, folks, but you need to consider this if you love your children, if you love your families. Moms and dads, you need to consider this issue. Will you consider homeschooling your children? I homeschool my children. Dave does. Will you consider homeschooling your children? We produce an introductory seminar on a weekly basis throughout August, and you're certainly invited to participate in this introductory seminar. Maybe homeschooling is not for you. Maybe there's some other arrangement that would work that brings in God and the purpose of glorifying Him and enjoying Him into that educational training program. But if it's homeschooling, you need to consider it, and you need to attend this introductory seminar. We give you some things to think about, reasons to homeschool, factors of success, how to homeschool, nuts and bolts of it. All of that in our homeschool seminar coming up this weekend somewhere in Colorado. You need to check it out on check.org on the web. That's chec.org on the web. Or call 877-842-CHECK. 877-842-CHECK. You can interact with this program by emailing me, Kevin at check.org. That's Kevin at check.org. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in. And that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for me. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home, call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles. Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.
The reason I bring my family to Reformation Church is because of the strong preaching of the Word. Every week is and has been very insightful into the depths and riches of God's Word. I'm actually challenged again to grow deeper in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Reformation is also a body of believers who are warm, loving, and committed to the truth and to one another. It's a unique body of people who are very willing to stand up for their convictions. A group where the men of the congregation are actually leading their families, not perfectly, but truly are giving their best efforts to be true to what God has called them to as men. The elders are loving and care about the people and show their love in many ways.
Thanks, Jim. Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School on Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays, building strong families, a close community, and a generational Reformation. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.